All right, so let's review for a second, and then I'll show you. I think it's a good methodology point here, of how you sometimes have to. Why it's tempting to go down one road, why the questions the Gemara asks force us to reevaluate a certain way to look at something. Okay, so let's go over the first case. Okay, the first case was. Yeah. Okay. So let's just review, okay? It would be so much better if I had the... actually, I could do a whiteboard on here if I wanted to, but whatever. Okay, so the Gemara first asked the question of that if you're telling me that this idea mechika l'shma, so the question is if I mix the waters, right? If I mix the waters after I do mechika, so the question is, would that be considered a good act of drinking on her part, okay? So remember, let's go step by step. The first issue the Gemara discusses is, if the Kohen goes ahead and mixes the water, let's say again, the case is two sotas, two megillas, two mechikas, and then what does the Kohen do to be efficient? He mixes both waters into one cup. And now they're going to drink out of one cup, okay? So so initially what we were saying yesterday, which is a very tempting way to go, is the old question of, how do you view the tarovis? Is the mixture... Is it really two separate substances that can coexist, or do they produce a new chaloshim, right? That's what we said yesterday, okay? But then the Gemara's next question is, but if you're telling me that really, that it wouldn't work in a case of tyroves, meaning since they're mixed together and they're a new substance, so now that's why it would be a problem in the case of the two sotas, right? It would be a problem. So then the Gemara says, okay, well, what about a case where then if the Kohen takes the cup with both mesotas in it and then redivides it back up into two separate cups, right? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says there, what do you say about that case? Do you say that it's a problem or it's not, okay? So the problem with the question the Gemara is asking there is that what is the question the Gemara is asking now clearly demonstrate about the error in the first step we took in the Gemara? We can't be talking about a tarovis of substance, because if you're talking about a tarovis of substance, then why would the Gemara ever consider it a possibility that if the Kohen redivided the water back up again, that it would work for the sotas? It couldn't be, because if you're telling me when I mix the waters together, they produce this new substance of mesota, then how would it help to redivide the water back up? That'd be crazy. It wouldn't work. It would never work. There would never be an assumption by the Gemara that such a thing would be possible. It's an impossibility, okay? So, yeah. The Gemara's first question is, when it comes to the mixing it up, there's a possibility A or possibility B. And then the Gemara says, if you hold by possibility B, then the question is C or D, okay? So we have to go back now and understand the Gemara's playing another card. It's telling us, look at this as an issue of an act of drinking. That all of a sudden, the act of drinking is an important issue. So let's go back now and clarify, okay? What's the problem now going back to the first case, okay? And I gave you guys a hint yesterday. What's the problem if the Kohen goes ahead, right, and mixes the mesota into one cup? What's the problem there? It's not a problem of mixing up the waters, right? Because if that were the case, then this next Gemara makes no sense. So what's the problem there? What's the problem? If you held that there's a problem mixing the waters up, okay, because in mixing the waters, you're losing the identity of the ksiva mechika l'shma, if that's what you say, right, then why would it help to redivide the water back up into two separate cups? That can never work. Let's define now, what are the two sides to say? What's the Gemara teaching us? And this idea of separating out the cups. Why would you think separating out the cups should still be good? Why should that work? Which side is easier? Is it easier to say that if I take the mixed mesota and then redivide it back up into two separate cups, knowing full well that you're not going to have the sota water of each woman in the cup, you're going to have a mixture, right? Does it make more sense to say that that works or it doesn't work? What would you say? Like the Gemara says, yesh brera or ain brera, right? Does it work? Do we say that there's a a chalukah that's able to be mevarer the sota because there's separate cups, right? Or do you say, no, it's still one work? In other words, Asher, if you go down that road, right, and you want to say that, well, there's always lishma in each cup, that's fine. But then let's take a step back. If that's true, then why would it be a problem if the Kohen mixed both mesotas together in one cup and they both drank from one cup? That's the key. The Gemara, you have to agree, that both of them drinking from one cup is a problem. Why? Yosef is making a very good point. At some point, you're going to have to introduce an idea here of a chetza of water. I just want to, but that's like the end game. I want to go through the process of how you get there. But there's no question you're going to have to say that in some way or another, there's some sort of chetza of mayim here. Agreed. But I think we can flesh it out a little bit. Okay, that's another good step. Okay? Now, can we flesh that out also? I want to ask you a question, David. David wants to suggest that she must have her own cup for drinking. I agree. Okay? But let me ask you this. We thought all along that the idea was that the water, right? Don't worry, Yosef. We'll get to the chetza point. Okay? We'll get there. Okay, but just give me a little leeway. We thought all along, right, that the water, right, had to be designated purely for her, or from the Megillah, from the Ksivas Megillah to the Mechika. The Mechika means that the water is now being designated specifically for this sota, okay? But maybe that's not true. In other words, maybe there's another way you could demonstrate that the Mayim is exclusively for the use of, let's say, sota A versus sota B. How would you demonstrate that exclusivity? But it's not just the cup. In other words, as long as she does a discrete maisa shasiya, a discrete act of drinking, so you could say, my cup, my drinking, right? In other words, let's say it took something and I gave, let's say you come to my house and I give Avi a cup of wine and Gano a cup of wine, right? So now what you're saying, and I take it from my main wine cup, okay? So what you're saying now is that it's true you're taking from a general population of wine, but the fact is it's your cup of wine now, which means you're doing a discrete act of drinking, okay? It could be the Gemara saying now is that while it's not an issue that the water, and again, Yosef, we'll get back to the chetz of water, I promise. But at this point, the Gemara could be saying that, in other words, the reason why the problem of the tarovis is that it's not a tarovis of the substance. The problem of tarovis is that we can't have both women drink from the same cup. Because if they drink from the same cup, you wouldn't say that now you have a discrete maisa shasiya. A discrete maisa shasiya is expressed. In other words, the maisa shasiya has to demonstrate that the water is only for her. So the only way for the act of drinking to demonstrate that the water is only for her is for her to have her own cup. Right? Let's say Avi and I share a cup of wine, okay? It's true we're physically doing separate acts of drinking, but you wouldn't say there's anything in that cup that's exclusively for me, right? You would say it's our wine, right? But if each person has their own cup, doesn't that demonstrate that the water that's in that cup is exclusively for them? You understand? So maybe that's what the Gemara is contemplating. It could be the Gemara is contemplating that the act of drinking, right, in order to demonstrate the water is exclusive for her, what has to be done? She has to drink from her own cup. Because by drinking from her own cup, she's demonstrating, this is my water. It's the only water for sota A. So it's not a tarovis of substance that's the problem. It's a tarovis of drinking. But the only, right, that's one way you can go. But now what Yosef is saying is where the Gemara is going to end up going. Okay, because the Gemara is going to say, no, that really there's some idea that the water itself is a chefza of mayim, meaning the water itself has a certain chaloshim that has to be her water. It can't be mixed with anything else. It's not just the fact that she has to, it's not enough that she drinks from her own cup, but the water itself must have that property. The question is, how do you have an expression of lishma? So you could say, Yosef jumps towards, what's lishma? Lishma means the chefza has this exclusive identity. That's the easy one, okay? The harder one is another way you can show exclusivity. If I have my cup, and in my cup I have liquid, right? So that's my cup of water. It's my cup, right? There's a fact that we separated out the water into two separate cups might be sufficient because what's it saying? It's saying that I have my own cup of water. right? So the act of drinking from my own cup is a demonstration of exclusivity. Because no, but that's exactly the point. That's the error. Because if you think it's a substance idea, then you're right. But maybe the Gemara was saying initially, it's not a substance idea. It's that there has to be a lishma expressed through the drinking. And the only way to express lishma with drinking is to demonstrate that the water I'm drinking is my water. Not that the identity of the water itself is my water, but that the act of drinking from my cup, you understand? That's one side. But the other side would say no. The other side would say is that all along, you can't mix, you can't do any of this stuff. It has to be her water, meaning the water has to have the identity of being this Sota's water. Now the Gemara brilliantly diverges now. There's the Gemara is great because the Gemara says, okay, you want to tell me that now drinking from the cup is a big deal, right? This is a very funny question the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ba'i Rabba, okay? Hishka b'siv. Who was the person yesterday who guessed that? Yeah, very good. Okay. Hishka b'siv, right? So what does she do? She drank the mesota through a straw, okay? The Gemara says, she drinks out of using a straw, or shraferis, okay? Oh, excuse me. She drinks out of a straw, okay? So mahu. So do we say, or bishraferis mahu, okay? So do we say derech shasiya bekach? Okay, so do we say that really that's the way you drink, right? You drink through a straw. Or do we say, oh, ain't derech shasiya bekach? Or we say you don't drink in such a way. Now this is a very, again, literally what that means is, do we say, if a woman uses a straw to drink the mesota, do we say drinking is done in such a way or drinking is not done in such a way? Now, this is a serious problem. I mean, Gemara says, Teiku. Why is it such a problem from a methodology standpoint? The Gemara says, Derech Shashiya Bekach or Ain Derech Shashiya Bekach? Doesn't that sound like a factual question? It sounds factual, right? In other words, the Gemara doesn't give you any more information. It just says, right. It just says, the Machlokas is this a way of drinking or is not a normal way of drinking? Well, how do you even approach those two possibilities? The Gemara gives us no other information. They're just saying, maybe you say Derech Shasiya Bekach or not. Well, how would you know which way to go? You don't have much information to work with here. And this is, if you like Aristotelian logic, there's two very, very logical ways you can look at what drinking from a straw is. Just forget, hold on, Joseph. What do we know for sure? We know the woman is obligated to drink the mesota from this cup. That we know. So, why would you say drinking from a straw fulfills that obligation? Or why would you say drinking from a straw does not? In other words, very good, beautiful, Daniel. Question is that there's two ways you can look at the straw, okay? You could say the straw is simply an extension of the cup. So when she drinks from the straw, she's just drinking from that which extends from the cup, okay? And by the way, if you think about it, let's say you buy a soda at the mall. You buy a fountain soda, right? So if you drink through the straw, what do you really think to yourself? You think, what am I doing? I'm drinking from the cup, right? It's just the straw is the extension of the cup. You don't really differentiate between the straw and the cup. But the other way you could look at, or you could say no, you could say, what's the straw doing? So the straw is the delivery mechanism from the cup into my mouth, right? In other words, why do you use a straw? Because why would the straw be like a hefsek? Because the straw now is delivering, so to speak, the water from the cup into my mouth. But that's not the halacha. I have to drink the water from the cup. I don't have to drink the water from the straw that's from the cup. You understand? That's the difference. No. It's not metzias. It's saying that there's two logical ways you can understand what drinking from a straw is. You could say the straw is an extension of the cup, or you could say, no, the straw is really a delivery mechanism. What's a classic nafkamina? Let's take a sippy cup. Okay? You know a sippy cup? Okay? You know how it's got that little thing on the top? Right? So you would say, what is that? So you would say that's part of the cup, right? But it's not the same thing as drinking from a cup normally, because from a cup normally, you have the whole entire circular area to put your mouth on. Here, you're being forced to drink from one spot. So everyone would agree that that's an extension of the cup. But now if I introduce a third party, a straw, right? Or a sieve, something that's not part of the cup itself, now you can understand that question. Now we get to Yosef's the culmination, okay? Because now the Gemara says one last point. Boy Rav Ashi, okay? Nishbichu mehen v'nishtairu mehen mahu, okay? So what happened? Some of the water spilled out. So the Gemara isn't sure, right? Does she, what do you call it? Do we say that she has to drink the totality of the water that was set aside for her? Or no, as long as there's some left, I don't care what the shear is. As long as there's some left, she's still yotze. So what would you say here? Again, there's, forget the straw now. Go to a different issue. We know she has to drink meisota. We know she has to have her own cup. We know it has to be her water. That's clear. But the question now is that, well, what if some of the water spilled out? Okay, so one side says that's a problem. The other side says, no, she could still drink. What would you say about each side? Right, you're going to have to say what Yosef's saying. You're going to be stuck. In other words, you got to go back to originally what the Gemara was saying, meaning that if you say it's a chafza of mayim, so if I lose any amount of that water, it's not the chafza anymore. Or do you say no? Do you say that since the may sota refers to water that's part of the process of sota? So as long as I have water that's come out through the process of sota, so then even if she loses some, you can't say she's not drinking may sota. She's still drinking may sota. Right? So there's no idea of chafza there. So that's the end game in the Gemara. So the side that holds, like for instance, no tarovas, etc., is going to say there's an actual din of a chafza of mayim.